from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Thanks for turning it on, leaving it on. Sean and RJ, we're going to lead you into July 4th and your shortened week as quickly as possible. Corey Majors will join us for a Rangers All-Star version of High Low, along with Brett Boone. In the final hour of the show, we are your home of the World Series champs. But of course, we have been obsessed with the Dallas Mavericks and the Klay Thompson signing. And yesterday, you had sent over a little blurb that kind of got buried because this came out 2 days ago, and this is from Jason Dumas. Jason Dumas, just so you know, is the sports director, a sports director in California, sideline reporter in the G League, and host on the station that I hate, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco,
California,
with that morning show that only does 3 hours during morning drive. So this guy, he's got some credentials. This isn't Sexy Ricky or whoever we were talking about.
Pretty Ricky.
This isn't Pretty Ricky, who we were talking about yesterday with the CeeDee Lamb possible trade request. Here is what Jason Dumas tweeted. Klay Thompson's antics behind the scenes have been equally exhausting as Draymond Green's. Klay has been equally as exhausting. It's not as loud. It's not as loud because it's not you stomping on someone's chest. If he's slamming stuff on the bench and sulking and doing that on the court, how do you think it is in practice? How do you think it is in the locker room? It has been uncomfortable. It just doesn't come out as loudly as Draymond's. Concern? You think legit? Or an attempt at a smear campaign for the Warriors to try to save face a little bit to their fan base who are not happy that the dynasty is over and has been broken up?
I think it can be both. I think these things absolutely can be true, and also that this is a disgruntled teammate employee telling Dumas these things about Klay. So like, I think it can be like he is being...
Equally exhausting as Draymond. I take issue with that. You want to say, hey, Klay can be temperamental. Klay can throw a lot of fits. Klay can sulk. Okay, fine. Like, we have that here with our star players as well. But equally as exhausting as everything that Draymond Green put you through, I find that offensive.
Right. Would it surprise me if... If Draymond rubbed off on Klay after a decade, it would not surprise me at all. Would it surprise me that Klay has a diva aspect to him because he was, you know, seen as one of the best shooters of all time, and then they offer him a lowball contract, and that kind of made him think, like, it kind of gave him that diva mentality? Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Does that mean that it carries over? That's the thing. You know, doesn't always carry over stop to stop.
And maybe it was more last year. Last year versus throughout his career, because all the insiders are saying Klay knew last year it was over. He's obviously dealing with the emotions of 2 major injury recoveries. Yeah. And as he admitted in one of the post games, you're also dealing with a decline in your game. He's like, it's tough. You're one of the best players in the league, and I'm sitting here coming off the bench. That's a lot of negative emotion.
Yeah, like if I found out that Clay this time 8 years ago was doing the same thing, that's one thing.
Yeah.
If it's just last year, I don't really care about just last year because I get it. Because he felt like he was underappreciated with the contract they gave him. And then obviously the decline in play and the decline in talent as you age is got to be tough for somebody to deal with.
Look, this is the morale that I always talk. Sorry, were you done? This is the morale that I always talk about no matter what your job is. You got screwed on a contract. They're not giving you any offer, but yet they want you to go ahead and come to work every single day as if that stuff does not exist. It's just not realistic and in many cases humanly possible. And it sounds like Klay Thompson was playing with this bitterness all of last year. As you said, hopefully it doesn't carry over to years prior, but man, the jolt of emotion and appreciation he is going to feel, this is going to be so great for him emotionally because he can be treated like an absolute hero at the AAC. The first time when those three balls are in the air and that American Airlines crowd is all holding their breath and waiting to explode when the first one goes in or when he's trying to make his third one in a row, that brand new team, brand new fan base feeling, it's going to give him an adrenaline high that needles could.
Yeah, look, there's
some needles could.
There's obviously going to be a he's going to go on a heater. There's going to be a game
like
where
these needles I've been taking.
Oh, baby. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Look at those trap marks.
Yeah, baby.
What happened?
You gave me these.
Oh, the place I told you to go.
The blood testing.
Yeah, they got you bad,
got
huh?
Got me all bruised up. Then I go to the hospital with my daughter, and I have a short sleeve shirt, and they're looking at me like, do you need to be admitted here?
Yeah.
You need a bed?
You need to come in?
You need something?
Man. Did they ask her any questions? Man, we'd like to ask you some questions.
So, yeah, sir, can you leave the room? But anyway.
It could absolutely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Be that it was just last year. Again, if this goes back 2, 3, 4 years, much more concerned. If it's just last year that he was temperamental and a pain in the butt to be around, then I have no doubt that it was situation caused and not necessarily that this dude is a diva. He might be. We don't know. He might have done a great job of hiding it.
Of course, yesterday, all the national shows were going to focus on the Lakers getting left out in the cold. And the Mavs, little old Dallas, Texas, beats mighty Los Angeles. And the great Brian Windhorst on ESPN explained why it was just a better fit here.
I actually probably don't think it was that close for Clay. I mean, I know that the Lakers are a big draw because they're his hometown team, but they're not comparable to where the Mavericks are from winning, from competing for championships. The Mavericks are right there on the doorstep. And they were here in L.A. with Nico Harrison, their general manager, with Jason Kidd, their head coach, and they presented him with a very clear plan of how they were going to use him. And as you mentioned, there's clearly a hole exactly where he would fit in as a spot-up three-point shooter, an above-the-break three-point shooter especially, where he could really thrive in what they've already got going.
You know, I found that kind of funny when Windhorst is like, yeah, they sold him. They got the perfect role for him, just shooting threes. And I'm like, is that really that rare of a role
in today's NBA?
In today's NBA. Yeah. Yeah, on the break, we want you to stand out there and shoot it, Clay. We have this specialized offense and role just for you in mind.
Nobody's ever done this. Not the team you play for currently. Yeah, they don't do that at all.
The Lakers, they would have you. They would have you in the post.
The Lakers didn't just hire a catch and shoot shooter as their head coach who wouldn't be able to draw up plays for you.
Or draft one.
Or they didn't just draft one either. That basically is like a clone of yours. They didn't do that. There's no way. It had to be Dallas.
And then Windhorst with one more comment on why this was just a pretty easy selection.
Here's the thing. Like, the Lakers are still a bit of a mystery. J.J. Redick, we're not exactly sure what his system is going to look like, how he's going to operate. Klay knew for months he was leaving the Warriors, and he got to spend the whole spring basically shopping. He watched Dallas win three playoff series and go to the finals, a total recruiting pitch for him, whether they knew it or not. So the fact that the state income tax was a factor in making this actually worth a little bit more money than the Lakers offer, I guess I'll throw that on the pile. But I think this was probably a pretty clean decision that it took Klay, he wanted to hear the Lakers out and, get past the heartstrings there. But Dallas makes the most sense for him in a vacuum.
The Mavs did get a good boost from the finals run. I mean, there was a lot of fun that was added to that. The last time they went on a finals run, they didn't have that. Why? Because the league went to a lockout immediately after, and everything got pushed back. And then Cuban basically blew the whole team up. They didn't get a real benefit from that.
Yeah.
There's obviously intrigue of playing. Kyrie's a big draw for players. He's liked around the league.
Yeah, he helped recruit.
Yeah, I have no idea what kind of draw Luka is. I don't know if players enjoy playing with him in that style of basketball.
And Tim McMahon says he's not going to recruit.
No, it's not who he is. And I wonder if that's just a Euro thing. Like, does Joker really recruit? Giannis?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Giannis maybe more so.
Maybe.
He's apparently trying to recruit Westbrook. I don't know.
It's just there's different elements to that. But Kyrie certainly does. And I think that he is a draw.
Then you have Klay's dad.
This loser.
This little bit selfish from Michael Thompson, the former Laker and current Laker broadcaster who hopped on Sirius XM and was asked for his raw emotion in the moment after his boy did not pick the purple and gold.
Yeah, hold your congratulations, Frank and Scala. I'm not too feeling too much in a congratulatory mood right now. Because obviously it's Clay's decision, it's his life. He's a grown man, 34 years of age, just like we were 34 at one time. Scal, Frank, and our father used to give us advice, and we would go choose our own path, and that's fine. That's what life is supposed to be about. But I'm really disappointed. I was hoping, as you can assess, that he would be a Laker, and it was close. It came down to the Lakers and the Mavs, but the Mavs won out. But I was hoping and praying he'd finish his career with the Lakers.
He's crushed.
He's crushed. He's crushed.
He said, "Hold off on the congratulations."
Yeah, I'm not in a congratulatory mood. Are you kidding me?
You gotta be kidding me. Here's my possible theory. Is he just trying to like kiss ass to the Laker fan base and organization, like to be like, oh, I don't even want to congratulate my own son because I love the Lakers
maybe
that much? Is this self and job preservation at the expense of being happy for his kid? Yeah. Which he may be really behind the scenes. I don't know. That's just what I was thinking, because like you, it was so hard to fathom that he's this crushed, devastated, and upset that his kid made a decision that he thinks is best for him while being closer to a fifth ring.
Yeah, I don't know that. Isn't Michael Thompson been there forever?
Yes.
Like they're not going to fire him for, being a father or just speaking. Like, they're not going to do that. Like, this is wild. Why? Like, I tell you, like, if Luka decides he's going to go play baseball at the University of Alabama.
Your kid.
My son, you will never catch me in Tennessee gear again. You just won't.
Yeah, man, I jumped ship on a stab Joey McGuire, Texas Tech in the back for Vanderbilt, my godson.
You will never catch me in Tennessee gear again if my kid goes to wherever he goes, either one of them, that's my team. Like, that's who I root for. If there's a play there, if he's going to go there, we have a different story, but if he's going to play there.
Yeah. They then asked Michael Thompson, how close was it? How close was the decision between L.A. and the Mavs?
When he told me that the Lakers were talking to him and or going to talk to him and the Mavs too, you know, obviously I tried to sell the playing for the Lakers. Obviously that's the right thing for me to do and the proper thing for me to do. And I felt like it was the correct thing for me to do because I really believe in this franchise. The franchise has been so good to me and my family, including Clay. He grew up a Laker fan. He grew up idolizing Kobe Bryant like most players his age, most kids his age. So I just thought it seemed like it would be the perfect fit for him to finally come back home because we always talked about him playing for the Lakers. If he was not a Golden State Warrior, where else would he want to play? And, of course, being a fan of Kobe's, he would have loved to have played for the Lakers, but he had a chance, and when the chance came, he chose the Mavericks instead, and I'll live with it. I accept it, I'm happy for him that he's happy with his decision, but, yeah, of course, I tried to sell him on the Lakers.
Yeah, I'll wake up tomorrow. I'll be alive. I'm going to live with this decision. I'm going to live with it.
What does it say, man, that LeBron James, maybe the greatest player of all time, calls you immediately? They offered more years, and your dad was there.
Yeah.
And you still said no.
Are you embarrassed? It makes me question the relationship him and his dad have. and really, like, the whether he loves LeBron or not. You know, makes me question those things because this is such a deviation from the rest of the NBA. The rest of the NBA, they don't necessarily view team fit. They view city and friends. They want to play with their friends. They want to play with their city. And this is kind of a deviation from all that. It just is. Like, you got to be honest. Like, Dallas does not get chosen in the NBA circles. The Mavs got chosen here. That's cool to see.
Someone says that we are potentially 1 month away from everything blowing up on the Dallas Cowboys. We'll tell you who said it and see if you believe it next on Sean and RJ.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.